Let's bring a bit of good news. We like a ray of sunshine, and the historic first shipment of steel from SSI UK is on its way to Thailand this evening. The ship called the Blue Fin set sail with a multi-million pound cargo just after 11 o'clock this morning from Teesport. Our man Div McMillan was there. He probably thought he was like to have been on board. Sadly not, Div, not on this
one. I don't think I fancy a whole month at sea.
How long is it? 6 weeks? 4 to 6 weeks, is it?
28 to 33 days is the latest estimate. There's been lots of different estimates. Originally, they thought it would be 50 days because they'd have to take a different route to avoid potential trouble off the coast of Somalia, where, of course, there's been lots of trouble with pirates. That has been negotiated now, so they can go through the Suez Canal, so it reduces it to between 28 and 33 days as opposed to 40 or 50 days as it would have been.
Go on then, set the scene for us today.
Well, Friday's ceremonial loading of the first slabs of steel had all the glamour. It had the champagnes being smashed off the slabs, it had Mackenzie Thorpe paintings being handed out, not to me unfortunately, and an appearance from the modern legend, which is Slab Boy. Today was much more businesslike, but no less significant. So just after 11 o'clock, in front of a few media types like myself and a few managers from PD Ports, some little blue and beige tugboats were moored to the Bluefin. They then escorted it into the metallic blue waters at the mouth of the Tees, where the ship hailing from Valletta, the capital of Malta, began to power its way towards the North Sea. So the historic cargo is on its way tonight. Now, one small note, because I like to be precise, Neil. I am told I've been confusing my Bluefins, because Bluefin, the cargo ship, which has got the steel on board, is different from Bluefin, the dredger, but it's also been at Teesport this week. And when I'm the president, Neil, when I'm the president of the world, I will force all ships to have completely different names to save me being embarrassed like this.
Now, naturally, David, as you know, all the focus has been on SSI and their achievements, but Teesports, you know, they've had a hugely significant role to play in all of this as well, haven't they?
Well, absolutely, and the return of steelmaking has been a very good bit of business for Teesport. Jobs have already been created, investment has been secured. They will be handling between 5 and 6 million tonnes of steel and raw materials through the port every year, and that's likely to increase, which makes it obviously very integral to this whole operation. I'm also told it's had a very symbolic effect on the port. It's been very good for morale, as Jerry Hopkinson from PD Ports explains.
I mean, I think people are at the moment, it's almost an adrenaline rush in terms of the positivity and the pride that we've got in seeing this resume through Teesport. What we're now going to do is harness all of that and roll that together in terms of our intellect to make sure that we maintain the process and indeed start to better the performance that we're making in handling this commodity through the port.